T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In my mind, it's James Taylor.
He's going to
say, "On to Carolina."
Well, I'm really going to Carolina now. Dave Dorn, the head football
right
coach of North Carolina State, man, joined us this morning. Coach, how are you? You like James Taylor?
James Taylor, yeah, yeah. It's a classic.
I'm sure you've heard that before in my mind.
Absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't have to be
in
your
mind. I
was
sitting on my pontoon boat there for a second. Like, what are we doing?
Hey, Coach, congratulations, man. Through everything last year and the craziness around COVID-19 and who can play this week, 8-4, pretty damn good.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a fun year with that group of kids and young men, I should say, and our staff. It brought us together. You know, it was an opportunity to really come together or fall apart, in my opinion. And our guys did a tremendous job.
The vaccination thing, obviously. How you doing? I never thought. I almost feel guilty every time. Like, I'm asking if you took a shower or something today. But the vaccination topic, how you doing your team on that?
Yeah, I think we're in a good place. You know, I think there's guys still getting information that want more information before they do it. But I don't have exact numbers for you.
You don't have to give them to me.
You know, but I think we're in a good place. And the biggest thing I'm trying to do is just make sure our guys have the education they need for it. A lot of them have already made decisions to do it. Same with our staff. And for those that haven't, you know, hey, what do you need? If you're definitely not going to do it, that's fine. But are there more questions you have about it? And let's get you in front of those people if we can. It's a personal decision, but it has team implications, you know. So it's kind of a tricky topic. And I'm not a doctor, you know. I just want to do everything I can to make sure these guys are protected and that they can also not have things taken from them for, like, our baseball team was in a really tough scenario. And I'm sure if you would have gone backwards on that one, there would have been some guys that wished they would have been vaccinated.
Yeah, well, no question. Well, last year, I just wonder for all you guys from week to week, and, you know, you're losing guys, you're losing key guys, and should we play or not? Well, we got just enough. I think we're okay to be competitive, because last thing you want to do is go down and get crushed by a team that's completely healthy. And you're sitting there with 15 guys out. So I just wondered what that was like. But through all that, you get 8 wins and in good shape. And by the way, got a lot of really good football players starting the big offensive line. And I guess we should start with a really good quarterback when he's healthy, huh?
Yeah, you know, I think going back to last year, the daily not sure what we're going to have for practice was the hardest thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think when you got to game week by Wednesday, you were feeling pretty good about it. Not that you weren't nervous. Like, there'd be a text that would go out, like, when you had the last COVID test results back, like, the trainer would say, "Hey, we're in the clear." And the whole staff would be like, "Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
I got this guy, yeah."
Yeah, and so that was always a big text that you'd get on game day from your trainer. And so you can imagine if you didn't get that kind of text, all the things that went with it. But, you know, where it took us, I think it brought us together. It is a team that has a lot of competitive depth coming back, and it always starts with your quarterback. And so to have our starter back and healthy like we do with Devin, we're excited.
To bring it into Miami a little bit. The Miami NC State game last year is a hell of a game. You have them on the schedule this year. You come down to see us at Hard Rock. What were your thoughts on that game, and then also, you know, where Miami's program is?
Well, Manny did a good job getting some key guys from the portal a year ago. Obviously, Derek King's been a huge lift for their program. And going into our game with them, you know, we didn't know that he would complete the deep ball very well. In studies we had, he was really athletic. He was very accurate underneath, but he wasn't that type of down-the-field thrower that we saw in our game. He played out of his mind in our game, and he gets kudos and credit for that. He had a great game against us and threw some tremendous balls, and the receivers made the catches, you know. It was a really good football game. Unfortunately, we were one play short. Excited to play him again, you know. I think it'll be a great football game, and I haven't played at Hard Rock, so anytime you can bring your team to an NFL stadium, it's a great experience for them.
Coach, one of the big things I know for everybody is like, well, the NCAA gave all these guys a year of eligibility that they all wanted to come back. So 5-year guys could turn into 6-year. I know a lot of teams, Miami's one of them, that has got a lot of guys coming back, 23, even 24-year-old guys now. Were you able to get a lot of guys to come back where you have more experience yourself?
Yeah, we have 6 super seniors, I guess you call them.
That's
now.
That's what they're calling them. All right.
Yeah, and Emeka Emezi being one of them. We didn't expect to have him again, and our leading receiver, one of the top receivers in the league.
He's a great player.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, so to have him back is huge. I'm very excited about that one. And our leading sack defensive lineman, Daniel Joseph, who was a transfer a year ago from Penn State, he was supposed to have 1 year of eligibility to get him back. Those two guys can change games, you know, and so it's a huge deal to have that. And we're excited, you know, about the opportunity.
Do you think this is perhaps – I think one of the things when I watch you, the way you put together your program, you try to have continuity and have a veteran team that can play some power football, yet the linebacker's back, offensive lineman back. Bam Knight, who I think is kind of deceiving in the backfield, lives up to his name, Bam. Do you think maybe this is the best collection you've had?
This is a really good football team. You know, it's hard to compare. Like, you know, the teams we had with Bradley Chubb and Ryan Finley and Bradbury and Jalen Sam, we had a lot of good teams here. You know, we've had some 9-win teams and teams that were 1 point away from 10 wins. And this is a good football team. We got to have the right things happen. We got to execute. We can't beat ourselves. We have a chance to be a team that's in it, you know, and now we got to go earn that.
Coach, it's fun. We talk about the experience and guys coming back for another year. And a lot of people are going, yeah, that's a big growth, 21 to 22, 22 to 23. How does that neutralize if you're playing at Clemson or Alabama, who have so many 4- and 5-star players that are young? You think it evens the playing field? Experience with really good players, veteran players, maturity level, but against teenage kids that are 4- and 5-star players. How do you look at that?
It's an interesting question. You know, without really looking at that matchup, I don't know that I could give you the right answer. I think,
well, Alabama and Miami have to play, and one team's got it, and other team's guys, they don't have super seniors.
Right.
They're all in
they're
the
gone.
NFL. Yeah.
Yeah, they just replaced them with 5-star players.
Correct.
You know, so it'll be interesting. You know, I think that's one thing we take pride in is taking 3- and 4-star players and turning them into NFL athletes. And so that would be a great matchup to see how that played out. You know, I'll be watching that game closely with Miami and Alabama.
Yeah.
Coach, I know you study line play very closely, and you did see Jalen Phillips a year ago. Now he's still in our town. Joe here calls Dolphin games. What do you think Jalen Phillips would do at the NFL level?
He's a good football player. I thought both their defensive ends were excellent players a year ago. So it was a fun game, you know, playing their defense. I thought our offensive line played well against them.
Yeah.
I thought Icky played really well against one of their defensive ends. But, yeah, I mean, the guy's talented. They were very disruptive all year for Miami's defense, and I wish them the best.
Coach, they're giving me the wrap. This always happens because I get long-winded with stuff because I don't get to see it. They're telling me to wrap things up. Thanks a lot for being with us. I really appreciate it this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Appreciate you. Go Pack.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.